It and Kiro, as Joe said, definitely there for the Magic Millions Cup. Wait to see with Target in sight. And from Bernie Cooper, the news is that the weather is just absolutely superb up there at the moment. Beautiful day, forecast for probably the next 3 days at least. And if there is going to be a little shower, it could be towards the weekend, but at this stage, I don't think that's going to worry them too much at all. Now, today, we've got racing from Gosford. We'll be covering that with Darren Flindell. We've got Armidale. Anthony Collins is there. And in Victoria, the meeting is at Pakenham. It's that new track they've got at Tynong, and this is actually the first race meeting today on the synthetic. They've had trials, obviously, in the past. They've raced on the grass track. Great reviews, good reports. And today, for the first time, they go around on the synthetic there. Now, the first at Ascot Park, and they're arriving at the boxes there now for this. Number one, Vinnie Vindaloo, $1.70 and $1.50. It's the favourite. Two Stenson, $6.60. Three Sailors Collar, $33. Four El Cid, $8.40. Five Apar Express, $5.90. Six Scary Canary, $67. Seven Apar Hog, $13. And number eight, Zipping Jacob, $14. But the favourite is the red here. That's number one, Vinnie Vindaloo, $1.80 and $1.70.
So that too. So, no, I don't know about the scratchings, but it's clearly not the roads because they're pretty good all the way through. So, Vinnie Vindaloo, yeah, he looks the one here, doesn't he? Inside, yeah, Mick touched on that first look around the track. It's always just a little bit of a concern. They just want to run wide when they go into that big sweeping horseshoe bend, but hopefully that's not the case for Vinnie. He does look the one, though. Looks a pretty zippy sort of a dog, doesn't he? Fast. So I like him. Now, don't mind Stenson. He'll go right here, number two. He's drawn to side the favourite from El Grande. All he has to do is sort of step out reasonably well and chase and hopefully pass the one, but I don't know about that. And one of the two stand out for me. I don't mind El Cid here. I threw him and just ahead of the eight, Zipping Jacob, and yeah, that Opawa Express, I've got a sneaking regard for him as well. So if you don't like the old Sid thoughts, the five. Yeah, and Mick's right, he's all right, that dog. But looks like 1-2-4, I like 1-2-4-8, and then probably the five. So they're about to be trapped away for the first. Welcome to Ascot Park. Race favourite here is Vinnie Vindaloo as the inside alley. First look around the joint, though. Stenson's drawn beside it, Sailor's Collar and El Cid and Opawa Express. Over the outside, Scary Canary, Opawa Hog, Zipping Jacob. We're locked away, set to go. Vinnie Vindaloo from one. Anyway, we're off. Vinnie Vindaloo came out okay, going straight past it, though, with Scary Canary and El Cid. A little wider out there. Now, Vinnie Vindaloo's poking up on the fence on the inside. Opawa Hog gets around and he's back to third, the favourite. Getting past that is Stenson and Sailor's Collar and the rest of history. Homeward bound here, and El Cid off and gone. El Cid's away by four. Coming after it, Stenson. El Cid, Stenson, Opawa Express, third, a rapidly closing Opawa Hog, Sailor's Collar. Behind those, Zipping Jacob, Vinnie Vindaloo. He's going to be second last, and Scary Canary's behind him last.
Now the numbers over the line, 4-2 and 5. Number 4, El Cid, $9.70 and $2.10. 2 Stenson will pay $1.40 and probably 5 Opawa Express for third at $1.80. So 4 El Cid, $9.70, $2.10. 2 Stenson, $1.40 and 5 Opawa Express, $1.80. It's 3 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is your racing leader 7 days a week. Whether it's thoroughbred, harness, or greyhound racing.
Yeah, look, I'm leaning towards the favourite myself. I thought the effort first up at Rose Hill was good with the big weight there. It had 61 kilos.
Sky Sports Radio has the best experts spread throughout Australia, producing plenty of winners. From Ron Duffy to Greg Hayes to greyhound caller Tim Newbold.
Racing, Fernando Bale came out of the machine humming.
You'll get the best betting information on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Join Hancock's Racing No. 7 Limited to own and race a team of 6 horses in 4 states for 3 years for just $1,250 and no more to pay. Colts by More Than Ready, Pluck and Street Boss, and fillies by Mossman, Falvalon and Good Journey. Trainers Greg Urell, Robbie Griffiths, Barb Joseph, Leon McDonald, Bjorn Baker and Barry Baldwin. Call Shelley or Rod on 0352749171. See hancocks.com.au. There is a payment plan available. Shares can only be purchased on the form attached to the prospectus.
The Budget Small Business, Harvey Norman. 3 big winners. If you are a small business, then Harvey Norman is your destination. Up to $20,000 per item can be written off immediately. Carpets, electrical, computers, furniture, bedding. This really is a bonanza for small business. And when you spend, the whole of the economy benefits. Win, win, win at Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman. Tax rules apply.
Starter has the button. Stalls are back and racing. Feel sent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set.
You're off on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Tab Talk. With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
6 past 10, good morning, 4257, our official, Ascot Park, those numbers are official, tab.com.au, Trent Langscale, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cozzy.
Now, we got Matty Russell about to join us. If he'll set for the state of origin, be headbutting walls, just getting in the mood. But morning, Matt, how are you?
G'day, Sean. G'day, Trent. Not quite headbutting walls yet, but give me 24, 48 hours, I might think.
Just toughening everything up, getting ready to have a crack. Oh, mate, what a night. It's going to be a ripper, isn't it?
It's going to be good. I like the weather forecast. It might be cool, but it's going to be a dry night. And that probably favours Queensland. I don't know whether New South Wales would mind a bit heavier going with their big forwards, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm glad that the crowd numbers are growing. There should be about 80,000 people there, and it's on again. Will hashtag one in a row become two in a row, or will Queensland restore order as they say they should?
Oh, go the Maroons. I've got to cheer them on.
It's a good side, isn't it? Look, on paper,
looks all right.
Look at them head to head, you think that Queensland might get the job done, but Origin last year, the Blues won against the odds. Let's see if they can do it again.
Is size going to be a problem? I read all these reports about how the you Blues are bigger than we Maroons and all this sort of thing. And you look at what's sitting on the bench, it's just weight. Is that going to be an issue or not?
It's going to be an issue for Queensland if the game develops that way. If New South Wales are allowed to play the sort of game that they want to play, if the referees allow the teams to stay close, allow it to become a dour wrestle up the middle, then yes, it might be a problem for Queensland. But alternatively, it might be a problem for New South Wales if the game opens up, if the teams are kept apart and this attacking skill and brilliance in the Queensland backline is allowed to reach full potential, then New South Wales' size could be a problem for the Blues themselves.
Just with the build-up, Matt, obviously the players, they've talked about it, and there's been plenty of chats with the coach as well, but there seems to be plenty of the barbs coming from the newspapers. We saw what was printed in the Daily Telegraph yesterday, that caricature of Mal Meninga, and the journalists don't mind giving it to each other as well. So the players, they've sort of kept it low-key, but seems to be a bit more going on in the press room more than the players.
Yeah, I think, look, that's probably come in part because after Queensland's eight-year reign was ended by New South Wales last year, there is a portion of people in New South Wales that believe the job's done and what do we need to get fired up about this year because the Blues are back. Well, if there's a little bit of interest and energy gone out of the series, then I think the papers are trying to fill the gap, and Mal Meninga, they're not using his name in the Daily Telegraph. The Courier Mail, north of the border, has been returning fire as well. So it's all good banter, isn't it, in the lead-up to kickoff. And these days, with no punching allowed on the field, with the trademark brawl no longer existing, then I suppose the players are quite happy to say, right, we'll let the outsiders talk up the game and build the passion, and we'll just get concentrate on the job at hand.
Oh, don't worry, there'll be plenty of build-up. It's continuing as we approach to Origin 1 tomorrow night at ANZ Stadium. We'll start with New South Wales. There's been plenty of talk about the side, the halves combination, and I don't know whether Laurie Daly would have been feeling easy watching Josh Reynolds at GIO Stadium on Sunday guiding Canterbury to their win against Canberra.
He was good, wasn't he? Two tries and then a field goal at the end that opened the way for that 41-34 bizarre scoreline. We went from having one try in a dreadful game on Saturday night to having 13 tries in a points frenzy on Sunday in Canberra. And you're right, the discarded Blues 5-8. Josh Reynolds was fantastic. He made a real statement. He led the Dogs well, and he's not going to be there. It's going to be Hodkinson and Pearce tomorrow night. But Josh Reynolds and the Dogs, they gained 2 points when I really thought they'd struggle against the Raiders. And as a generalisation about the round, the three clubs most affected by Origin in round 12 were all playing away and all down on troops, but all found a way to win. It's a tipster's nightmare.
Well, we'll just quickly touch on that. You've brought it up. North Queensland, they had their win against West Tigers at Campbelltown without Jonathan Thurston. And the baby Broncos last night, they were down 18-6 at one stage in that match against Newcastle, but they made a mess of the Knights in the second half.
Yeah, and not just down on troops, significantly undermanned. 6 players out, all on Origin duty. They were travelling to Newcastle. The Knights wanted to make a statement in front of Wayne Bennett. Bennett has a dreadful record against his former club. So all the ingredients suggested we're going to see a Newcastle win. And when they bolted clear, we thought, OK, well, we saw this coming. But Brisbane somehow staged a fight back. And they said last night that we're going to lose some players to Origin, but we're not necessarily going to lose our ability to win. And the Broncos, if they can keep performing like that over the next 8 weeks, and they'll set sights for home in a very, very good position.
Well, just on that match last night, Brisbane traded at $15 to win by 13 or more at halftime. So if you were lucky enough to get the $15, good luck to you. And there was also a punter that kept the faith. They had $10,000 at $4 on the Broncos at halftime. So Newcastle were well back before the game on the basis that Broncos were missing so many players. But there were a couple of punters there that took advantage of the prices there at halftime. Just going back to the Origin side with Queensland, do you agree with Cameron Smith that Greg Inglis hasn't been training due to the chest infection, that it isn't a huge concern? I know they haven't played for a long time, but you still want to have some sort of continuity in training before the first game of Origin, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they would like the New South Welshmen to believe that they're sick and injured, given no chance. Every year they cook up some stories. There's viruses, there's mystery ailments, there's players falling out of bed, crashing motorbikes, doing whatever. They will be an awesome, awesome football side tomorrow night. No matter what happens, don't believe any of the words that come from the Queenslanders' mouth. They will be awesome. They've played together for so long. I reckon they could not see GI for 10 years. He'd walk back into the side and it would be like they've been playing every day for 3 weeks straight.
No, we'd never lie. Billy Slater's got 3 broken legs at the moment, though, but we'd never... we wouldn't pull your leg.
As long as it's not 2 broken heads. Look, they're going to be good. They don't need a lot of time together. They just slot straight back in. It's the beauty of this side, isn't it? They've played so much footy together. I expect them to be all over these problems come kick off, and it will be like they haven't missed a beat. It's going to have to be an outstanding performance from New South Wales.
And Cameron Smith said he's going to be very shy tomorrow night too.
Yeah. Well, they've taken Eamon in today, haven't they? Giving Cameron a serve on the back page of the Sydney papers, the Daily Telegraph. So we'll wait and see what Cam Smith delivers tomorrow. It'll be more of the same. He'll be out there looking like an accountant but performing like an Origin-winning skipper.
Fair enough then. Well, we'll have a look at the betting matches for Origin 1 tomorrow night. New South Wales $2.15 and Queensland $1.75. And just looking at the money, it's probably running about 60% in favour of Queensland. So that's where the money sits at the moment. In line betting, Queensland's giving away a 2.5-point start at $2 with New South Wales plus 2.5 at $1.80. In the margin betting at the end of normal time, Queensland by 1-12 is $2.60. New South Wales 1-12 at $2.90. And then Queensland 13 plus at $4.50, New South Wales 13 plus at $7, the draw at the end of normal time is $17. A couple of the other markets, there's plenty of them for Origin 1. In the man of the match, Jonathan Thurston is the $5.50 favourite. You've got Cameron Smith at $8, and then Josh Dugan, Robbie Farah and Mitchell Pearce all at $9. And in the first try scorer, well, there's a heap of players at $9 here. You've got Darius Boyd, Josh Dugan, Greg English and Daniel Tupou. And also, if you back any player in the first try scorer market with your TAB account or TAB rewards card, and if your player doesn't score first but scores later in Origin 1, we'll replace your stake with a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent TAB rewards points. So an incentive there to have a bet on the first try scorer. With everything that's been discussed, Matt, where will Origin 1 be decided and who do you believe will get the edge coming into Game 2?
I love the array of markets that you just listed there, and I love the first try scorers market where Darius Boyd surely has to be a popular pick. He might come in and start with outright favouritism there. I think that New South Wales might spring an upset in Origin 1 on the back of the fact that it's at ANZ Stadium where these teams have met 22 times. Queensland's only been able to win 6 of them. So I reckon they might have a bit of a struggle against New South Wales who won't jump out of the blocks. And as a result, I'm going to stay with the Blues. I know it's against the odds. They're an awesome side, Queensland, but I think the Blues can win. Just further to that, there have been 7 game ones of the series played at ANZ, and New South Wales have won 6 of them. So there are some numbers there that say that the Blues can get the job done tomorrow night. We all know that the team that wins game one takes a massive step towards winning the series because since 82, 24 times the game one winner has gone on to take the series. That's out of 33. So the numbers point towards New South Wales tomorrow night, but I know that some kickoff they'll mean nothing, and it'll be the might of the Maroons versus the best New South Wales to toss up. Who'll win? Might be a toss of the coin, but I'll go with the Blues.
Well, having a look at the couple of futures markets, the overall Origin winner, New South Wales $2.50 and Queensland $1.55. So judging by Matt there, if you do believe the Blues can win game one, you might have to have a look at the $2.50 at the moment. And for the overall series score, you've got Queensland to win 2-1 at $2.30, New South Wales to win 2-1 at $3.40, the Maroons in a clean sweep at $3.50, and that has been the best supported option. And the Blue Whitewash is at $9. So looking ahead to Origin one. So there you've got New South Wales to win tomorrow night $2.15 and Queensland $1.75. But Cozzy doesn't want to hear any of that in regards to the Blues winning tomorrow night, Matt.
Matty, are there any genuine injury concerns, or is everyone looking all right?
No, I think everyone's all right now. We had Justin Hodges fall off his bike, his push bike, up there at Sanctuary Cove. He wasn't wearing any shoes, so he had his feet strapped. He's got three stitches in a foot, but Greg Inglis is over his tonsillitis, or at least he will be come kick-off tomorrow. So they've been a few concerns for Queensland. For New South Wales, it's been plain sailing. They've been up at Coffs Harbour. It's been a good camp. I spoke with Stephen Blocker-Roach just a short time ago, actually, and he said, look, they've been given every opportunity again. Worked last year. There's no reason why it can't work again this season. So they were excited by how seamless their camp was. And as for Queensland, they had a few hiccups, but as I said earlier in the chat, boys, don't believe a word. Don't believe a word.
All right. Now, we'll just have a quick look at a few of the round 12 matches. It is a bit tricky because we don't know what will happen with tomorrow night. And for the punters, we will be suspended while Origin 1 takes place. Some of the better games, Matt, you've got Gold Coast against South. That's Saturday, 3 o'clock at Seabus Super Stadium. The Rabbitohs looking to continue their winning run. You've got Canberra against Brisbane. That's the 5:30 match on Saturday at GIO Stadium. And then the best one of the round, Monday night at Allianz Stadium, the Sydney Roosters against the Melbourne Storm. So some good matches there for round 12.
I'm really looking forward to that Monday night game. You'll see it on Fox Sports live and in high definition, and you're right, the Roosters against the Storm, both sides with plenty of players backing up from Origin, so we'll need to wait and just see what happens tomorrow night before you think of investing on Monday night. But certainly at the moment, on paper, it's going to be some sort of game. And as for Super Saturday, you're right, Trent, I think there's some real interesting games there. The Titans at home against the Rabbitohs, who have bounced back in recent weeks. The Raiders, they will be so disappointed to let that game slip against the Dogs, and they're at home again to the Brisbane Broncos. Can Brisbane's Origin players back up? And then the Cowboys against the Sea Eagles. Well, the Cowboys have club record 8 wins in a row. The Sea Eagles are still trying to make up for lost ground, so they've got the assignment ahead of them, and no doubt we'll have plenty more on the daily Cherry Evans watch before Saturday night as well. Maybe even some more news. So the league headlines will keep coming this week, and round 12, I can't wait. It's great.
Good on you, Matt. Good to catch up. We look forward to the battle tomorrow night. Be good fun.
Can't wait for it, Sean. Good luck to your Maroons. Trent, what way do you lean, son?
I will lean on the fence. You can call me Spikes. I'll just hope it's a great match. Victoria, we don't get to see too much Origin nowadays, so it's a bit disappointing with the AFL, but always look forward to Origin and can't wait for game 2 in 3 weeks' time at the MCG. Should be an absolute ripper.
That'll be a beauty, there. They get a good crowd, won't they? Yeah, too right. They've got a big crowd. All right, Matty, good to catch up. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Matt Russell there. Now, it is 20 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. They're going to the Boxers Race 2 at Ascot Park. Now, a quick look at an update there for you. Number one, May last, 310, 110, favourite. Two is out, so late scratching. Three, Berardale King, 410. Four, Millie's Boy, 1490. Five, Kingman, 430. Six, Smoking Marley, 1580. Seven, No Bro, 840. Eight, Bad Week, $7. Reserves not required. Favourite, the one, May last, 310, 110.
We'll just have a look quickly, Cozzy, at a couple of other sports as we're coming up for this second race at Ascot Park. We'll just cover AFL round 9. We'll go through some of the matches. Friday night at the SCG, Sydney $1.02 and Carlton $14. The Swans looking good at the moment and polar opposite the Blues, and all the conjecture over Mick Malthouse as the coach. Saturday afternoon at Aurora Stadium in Launceston, Hawthorn $1.02 and Gold Coast $14. So once again, the Hawks, despite their indifferent start to the season, expected to bounce back against Gold Coast, who are going terribly. The Twilight match on Saturday features Greater Western Sydney, who are going great, and they are $1.55 despite playing away to the Western Bulldogs at $2.45. Dreamtime at the G Saturday night. You've got Richmond $1.75 against Essendon $2.10. $2.15. And then another of the big matches on Sunday afternoon at the MCG, Collingwood $2.20, North Melbourne $1.68. So that's the AFL. And also in the French Open tonight, just some selected matches. There is one Australian playing the second match on court five. James Duckworth is $1.55 in his opening round match against Andrea Arnaboldi at $2.45. And then on centre court from 7 o'clock, Petra Kvitova, $1.06 against Marina Erikovic. We have Rafael Nadal, and he is expected to win. No head-to-head betting. He's $1.11 to win in straight sets against his opponent in Halle, who is a French player. In the women's, you've got Serena Williams, $1.01 against Andrea Halafkova. And just looking at the men's winner, Novak Djokovic, $1.75 with Rafael Nadal at $4, Andy Murray and Katie Shikori at $9. For the women's winner, Serena Williams, $3.50, Maria Sharapova, $4.50, Simona Halep, a $5 chance.
Daniel Lee joins us now too.
Daniel Lee, good morning to you, our US sports correspondent. How are you going?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thank you.
We're going all okay. Before this Ascot Park race, Daniel, we'll just touch on the NBA playoffs to start off with. And well, we'll have a look at our boy Matthew Dellavedova. He's caused quite a stir in the Eastern Conference Finals with what could be perceived as dirty play, or if you're LeBron James, you like his aggression and hustle.
Dirty Deli, they're calling him. It was, I suppose, the biggest thing about it is, you know, following, you know, people on Twitter is there's probably, I'd say, about 80% of the American people covering the game. They are against it, calling him Dirty Deli, while all the Australian contingent are just sticking up for him. And I'm sure you guys might have seen the incident by now. I'm flabbergasted that people actually think he did anything wrong by this. And I suppose if you say he's hustling all the time, what do you expect him to do? Do you expect him just to stand there and watch the ball go past? Then what would people say about him?
No, well, yes, we saw what happened in game two with Cole Korver, where he dived for the ball but just happened to take Cole out, unfortunately. And then yesterday, Al Horford delivered the people's elbow, as a few people were talking about it yesterday in game three. We will pause there just for the moment, Daniel. They are being booked for race two at Ascot Park.
Yeah, so we're all set to go. They're in, locked away, ready to go. May May last the inside. We're ready. Bunny is on the roll. Nearly there. Well off. Maymay, a good line out. Maymay last away well. Millie's boy came out better. Maymay last pokes up on the inside. Smoke and Marley gets past that and over the outside in is Nobro. Back behind those to Berrydale King and behind those to Kingman. And Bad Week is last. Homeward bound here and Smoke and Marley, the outside, has got to the front. Smoke and Marley, Millie's boy down towards the line. Smoke and Marley, Kingman rallied. We'll get third, not sure. Get second rather, not sure. Behind that we've got Bad Week and Millie's boy who came quickly, and over the outside was Berrydale King, who made up some leeway. And behind those, then Maymay last was well back towards the tail of the field.
6-5 in the photo there. Number 6 gets the money, Smoke and Marley. $20.10 and $3.10 the outside of the field. Second number 5, Kingman, paying $1.10. We're waiting on the third number to come through.
Daniel, we'll just touch on Matthew Dellavedova again, or Dirty Deli, as he's being dubbed there in the States. And I guess it does depend on your viewpoint as well. The Chicago Bulls, they had a gripe with Matthew Dellavedova, with Taj Gibson being ejected in Game 5 of their semi-final series. And we talked about Game 2, Cole Korver, he's out for the season, and Al Horford yesterday. But LeBron James has talked about as well. He likes his aggression, likes the hustle, and us Aussies, we appreciate tough work as well. So I guess the States, they're just a little bit jarred by this apparent irritant who's just come from nowhere and all of a sudden taking people out.
Yeah, and I suppose the biggest thing about it is, you know, when you kind of, you know, if you're supporting a team and you're coaching a team, is you want people to hustle. You know, you want people to show they care. So when someone is doing that for your team, that you should really be excited, and you should be excited if you're a fan of, you know, any sport, when you watch people, you know, put themselves in danger first. It's, I suppose it's one of the big things about, you know, AFL and rugby league, why we like it so much, is that people put their bodies on the line, you know, for their fans. And I don't know how people can be upset with Dellavedova.
Well, just reading the quotes from different media aspects, particularly on ESPN overnight, you had a few that said that it's not dirty, but it's reckless. Also, during the coverage yesterday, that was the amazing thing. LeBron James was having a tough time yesterday, and you've got Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny Smith all talking about this Aussie from Maryborough in Victoria, and then Reggie Miller as well commenting on him. So I guess it certainly put him up in lights, but even David Blatt was asked during the third quarter time break with Rachel Nichols, and David Blatt, to your point as well, basically said, yeah, he plays a tough game, and that's what we love him for it.
Yeah, and I suppose it really just took over the game. It was, I suppose, something really in a way that you'd never, ever seen before, that especially in a game and which was, you know, the Eastern Conference Finals, and you got LeBron James, who started 0-for-10 and went on to get a triple-double inside three quarters. No one was talking about LeBron as much as they were talking about Dirty Deli, and it was just staggering to hear. And people started saying, well, if they play Golden State, is he just going to take out three? What if he takes out Andrew Bogut? People were already looking to, like, who his next target, in inverted commas, would be.
Absolutely crazy, because the play yesterday, he was almost being, and he talked about in the aftermatch press conference, he was almost being dragged down by Horford as they were going for the rebound. Just accident the way it all turned out. But Al Horford, I think in the olden days of what we used to see in the NBA, just thought a bit of people's justice here after what happened to Kyle Korver, and he thought he'd let him know about it. We'll touch on the conference finals. With LeBron limping and Kyrie Irving missing the last two games, the Cavaliers, they'll be desperate to complete the sweep tomorrow at home. And you've also got the Western Conference Finals, Game 4 this morning at 11 o'clock. Steph Curry, brilliant in Game 3. And Golden State will also look to get the brooms out against the Houston Rockets.
Well, we are looking at two sweeps in both series, which I suppose is something that's very, very, very unusual. And also, we're then going to have to wait for the NBA Finals, because nothing's starting before June 4th. So if both series are a sweep, there's going to be 8 days of just no basketball, just waiting around, because contracts have been signed, sealed and delivered, and they're not going to start before June 4th. The Cleveland Cavaliers went into the series really just wanting to win one of those first two games in Atlanta, and then they got both of them. And then Atlanta put up such a good fight in Game 3 that you thought, well, maybe they can steal one back. Maybe if they then win Game 5, you know, you never know, but now that they lost yesterday, playing with really a depleted lineup, you would say that's pretty much it for them. And the Houston Rockets, they played so well in the first two games that you could make an argument they could have, would have, should have won either of those games. Now, they go back home and lose Game 3 by 35 points. Dwight Howard says that nobody was really caring about it in Game 3. Very interesting to see what happens in Game 4. Do they try and fight and really live to play Game 5, or do they just go down and get swept at home?
Well, looking at the odds for today's Game 4 in the Western Conference Finals, you've got the Houston Rockets $2.45, the Golden State Warriors $1.57, and in Game 3, Houston with a slight favourite. So we've seen what's happened there from a price point of view, and Golden State's giving away a 4.5-point start. And then tomorrow in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers $1.22, at home to the Atlanta Hawks $4.50, and Cleveland giving away an 8.5-point start. Do you believe that both of the series will be over by tomorrow afternoon, Daniel?
I would think so, and I think they'll be over unless a player from Houston or a player from Atlanta does something out of this world. I think unless anything like that happens, it's going to be, you know, straight sweeps. Look, Dwight Howard has been really, really good in these playoffs. You know, there's a chance that, yeah, he might have a 20-point, 20-rebound game. You might see James Harden, you know, push again for a triple-double as he has, you know, in the early games of the series, and, you know, maybe Houston can steal Game 4. But I just think when it comes down to it, if the game's close, that Golden State are going to have more to, let's just finish this series and get over and done with. And I think it's going to be the same thing in Cleveland, that at the end of the day, they can just give the ball to LeBron James and say, just end this game, end this series, and let's get our 8-day break.
And just quickly, we'll touch on the NHL, the Stanley Cup Conference Finals that are on at the moment. 11 o'clock this morning, there's a pivotal Game 5 in the Western Conference Finals. The Anaheim Ducks and the Chicago Blackhawks, they're tied at 2 games apiece. It's been a compelling series. We had triple overtime in Game 2 and double overtime in Game 4. And then tomorrow morning, the Tampa Bay Lightning can eliminate the New York Rangers in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals as well.
Well, I think what's going to happen is what the NHL doesn't want to happen. And I think Chicago and New York might be knocked out.